The new season for the Wise Centre for the Performing Arts at Bucknell has begun, with over 30 performances for this season in every possible performance genre. Catherine Magwett, Executive Director of the Wise Centre for the Performing Arts, came into the WVIA Williamsport studio to tell us more about the next few months at the Wise Centre for the Performing Arts.
It's a robust, action-packed season, and we're once again covering a lot of territory, but I hope people will find many things that are of interest to them.
One of the extraordinary things are the number of free concerts that you offer us.
Well, that is a result of some serious fundraising, some serious grant proposal writing, and those efforts combined allow us to offer some of those concerts for free to the public. And so when we are in a position to do that, we take every opportunity to introduce new and interesting artists to our area. Oftentimes they're artists from other parts of the world who would otherwise never have an opportunity to perform in central Pennsylvania. And it's also an opportunity for people to experience their artistry in their hometown, because these artists would never have the opportunity to come to our community.
On Thursday, September the 27th, you have an Egyptian musician coming in.
Right. Her name is Dina El-Wadidi, and she has performed in the U.S. I believe she was in this area once. There was a project that toured a couple of years ago called the Nile Project, and she was one of two singers that was featured in that particular project. She's a beloved in Egypt. She is, I mean, in the best sense of the word, a world music diva. And she's got a smoking band behind her, and she's a powerhouse, and she is a rare artist who is out in the world and lives her life with her music, but also she is devoted to building bridges and helping to foster understanding between peoples. She's part of the Center Stage program, and she'll be here for a couple of days, and I would say this is, I mean, there are a lot of concerts I wouldn't miss, even if I didn't program them, but she's a very special artist.
Well, I know that redheads out there are going to be really, really happy, because before Dina comes in, one of our favorites, Red Molly,
are coming back,
and their fans, the redheads, will be out in force. Red Molly are just wonderful.
You know, they're a really delightful trio. They are multi-instrumentalists. They have beautiful voices, and they harmonize gorgeously. And they're warm and engaging on stage, and they fall into the category of, like, what's not to like? They're lovely. They radiate a beautiful energy from the stage. They took a break to have some life experiences outside of the trio, but I'm so thrilled that they're back. They're touring a new album. It's all great.
Christina Pato. Oh, my goodness.
The Christina Pato. Yes.
Tell us about her.
I believe it was last spring, the Wise Center presented the Silk Road Ensemble, which is an amazing project that was founded by Yo-Yo Ma several years ago. And the whole purpose of this was to blend the finest musicians from all over the world. And so there would be an accordion player from Eastern Europe and a clarinetist from Poland and a harp player and, I mean, just a wide array of outstanding musicians who would come together intentionally to create a whole new musical form, bringing their expert musicianship and their cultural traditions. And the Silk Road Ensemble is well known throughout the world. There's been a documentary film that was made on it, but in this cast of superstar musicians, the one that shines out is the great Christina Pato. She's a Galician bagpiper, a very unconventional instrument. She's a very unconventional person. In her other life, I guess it's all sort of woven together, but she has a PhD in musicology from Rutgers University. She's also a brilliant classical pianist. She is a performer like no other. She's absolutely captivating. She's a force of nature. And I think most people who came to the Silk Road Ensemble concert walked away going, Wow. I need to find out more about that Piper. Anyway, she's coming back with a quartet. She'll be doing an artist talk at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the Weiss Center atrium lobby. She has a lot to say about life in the world, and she's truly an original woman on her own terms. She's a magnificent performer.
And it's important to note for those who love Celtic music that Galicia is one of the Celtic nations. And their music is extraordinary. And lovers of Celtic music who have never encountered Galician music will completely fall in love, be disarmed.
It's an extraordinarily difficult, but she makes it seem so effortless. And she's such a playful and generous artist that...
She is renowned throughout Europe for her music.
She's a rock star.
She is?
She's a rock star, yeah.
And that's coming on Thursday, October the 11th. And then, you know, if I have to leave the planet, I'll leave happy if I can only leave after Sunday, October the 14th, because a group that is, I have to say, just my favorite, my absolute favorite, Les Violons du Roi. They are amazing for Baroque music. I don't think anybody does it better than Les Violons du Roi. And they are bringing with them a countertenor. How exciting.
Right. You know, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think the Weiss Center has presented a countertenor in all of its history. If I'm wrong, then someone can correct me. But this ensemble and this particular program came to my attention. And even though I thought I was done programming for the season, I couldn't pass on it. I didn't even know, Fiona, that this was your dream come true. So I'm so glad that that all worked out. They're technically brilliant and they play with passion, and it's designed to be a lovely way to spend your Sunday afternoon. On the 14th of October, if you are not in the Weiss Center, then you're missing out.
You don't know what you're missing. I'm fascinated to see that they're going to be playing music by Philip Glass as well.
Exactly. I know. It's a blend of Baroque and contemporary music, but, you know, it will be executed and it'll be brilliant.
On Thursday, October the 18th, you have World Dance from India.
This is one of my favorite dance companies of all time. Nitragram Dance Ensemble. They're from India. They perform a traditional dance form called Bharatanatyam, and they'll be joined by a couple of extraordinary dancers, traditional dancers from Sri Lanka. The program will consist of a blending of these two ancient art forms. They are a very interesting company. They live on their own sort of compound, I guess, in India, where they practice their art form on a daily basis. So it's not only a presentational art form that they bring to audiences around the world, but it's actually, you can think of it in terms of a spiritual practice or a devotion. And what's so mesmerizing for me when I see this company is that no detail is too small. They articulate every gesture, every eye movement, every raised eyebrow, every tilt of the head. It's all intentional, and it's all so beautifully choreographed and brilliantly performed. This is, I think, another thing where it's unlike anything that you'll see. They only tour every couple of years, and so I was very happy to have their schedule work out for us.
And then on Thursday, October the 25th, you have something that I can only describe as intriguing.
Theatre Re, which is based in the UK, is a devised theater company. You know, they actually are frequently at the Edinburgh Festival. And so people internationally who are in the theater world do know of this company. But they've created a piece called The Nature of Forgetting. Several other presenters in our area in the Mid-Atlantic region jumped on board to make this tour work. But it addresses some deeply personal issues, and it's based in dementia and Alzheimer's. And I know that that disease is affecting so many people in our area in so many profound ways that it's not only an impactful and important piece, we hope that it really serves to bring communities together, especially those people who are in positions of caretaking, that there is a common thread and a bond in that, and that just because people have transitioned to another point in their life doesn't mean that they're not still fully human, that we can hold on to memories and the essence of people's lives and their contributions and the love that they shared.
Is this a theater performance then?
It is a theater performance, but I think less in the sense of a play, traditional play with dialogue. I mean, there is dialogue, there's also movement, there's physical theater. I guess one way to describe it is that it's episodic and that the audience will be living through various memories of this person and the life.
Is this for a particular age range, would you say? Or
I would say that probably it's appropriate for 12 and up. I'm not sure that it's anything that would be, I would say 12 and up, it's, yeah.
Well, I remember rockabilly, and bluegrass is always great. So tell us about Marty Stewart.
Well, Marty Stewart was a child bluegrass prodigy. And if you look back on those country western shows and the Grand Ole Opry, you'll see a very young 8-year-old Marty Stewart who still had great hair at that age, or Hee Haw, or any of those old-timey Conway Twitty shows, he was there front and center. He is a brilliant multi-instrumentalist. He played with Johnny Cash. He was in Lester Flatt's band. So I think of him as really an American living legend. I think he holds a lot of the history of country music. He's holding it, preserving it, and that has become his new, you know, a new mission in his life. He'll be opening a new country music museum. He's also a great collector of country western memorabilia, and he's a brilliant photographer. And so just know that he puts on a great show, and this is truly who he is, but he has a very deep commitment to preserving this music for generations to come. He's got a new album out called Way Out West. I love it. His band is terrific. Just for a fun little fact, his bass player, his name is Chris Scruggs, and he is actually the grandson of Earl Scruggs. So there's country music history just right in this quartet. I expect this to be extraordinarily popular. I've seen him twice in the last year, and this is a great show, and his hair is always perfect. Best hair in country music. It doesn't move.
I know the little ones and their mums and dads and their grandparents will be thrilled that the Mermaid Theatre of Nova Scotia is coming back.
Yeah, that's become a little bit of a tradition. They do so many great adaptations of children's books, and when there's a new one out on tour, we grab it as fast as we can. So this is a fun show that they're doing, the Rainbow Fish. It'll be on Saturday, November 3rd at 11 a.m. So we're going to try a new little time slot there. And if people come early, they'll be able to enjoy some activities that are going to be coordinated through the Children's Museum of Bloomsburg. So that's something to look forward to from between 10 and 11. And then just work your way into the Weiss Center Concert Hall and enjoy about an hour-long performance of the Rainbow Fish.
How lovely. And then the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra.
Right. Yes. I've been trying to make this happen for a couple of years. And again, the stars lined up on this particular concert. I'm really thrilled because Orpheus is a peerless chamber orchestra. But when I heard that we had the opportunity to get the mandolin player Avi Avital, I jumped on that immediately. And Avi is going to be joined by an accordion player who's new to me, and they're going to be doing a program with the Orpheus. So I'm really looking forward to this show too. That's also on Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30. So just think of it as your doubleheader.
Wednesday, November the 7th, Al Sara and the Nubatones.
This is an artist who I think will be new to our area. She has a very fun East African funk soul retro pop band. They're fun. It's dance music. We're thrilled that they'll be coming through our area. So that'll be on Wednesday, November 7th at the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. We try to squeeze a couple of shows into that beautiful venue. So that's two Wednesdays in a row. The following Wednesday is another artist who will be new to our community, and her name is Kaya Cater. And she is from Canada, and she is one of these young folk musicians who have picked up the banjo and are bringing banjo into the next century. So these are two great women-led ensembles that'll be joining us in November.
You always have something really rather special for your holiday concert. It's always memorable. And you've done it again on Friday, November the 30th. Do tell us about the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Well, again, a peerless group from South Africa. Soweto, I think, has performed at the Weiss Center. Certainly, it may have been 10 years or more ago, but they're a fantastic group, a great story. They're Grammy Award winners. And they're going to be doing a program called Songs of the Free that will combine holiday gospel music with African spirituals. And it's just a really feel-good, uplifting, terrific holiday concert. And I did want to share with listeners that in the atrium lobby, we've invited an artist from State College. His name is Eric Ian Farmer. And he grew up in State College. I believe both of his parents are academics at Penn State. He has a trio. I saw him open for Betty LaVette at the State Theater early this spring and was so impressed by him that I had to make this happen. So, again, with a full pack season, I somehow managed to squeeze him in because I found his music to be irresistible and I wanted to make sure that we included him in our series. And I think this is a good pairing. And I think he's really poised to have a major career.
Soweto Gospel Choir, what an amazing way to round up the autumn at the Wise Center. Tell people how they can get a copy of the booklet and how they can go online and find out more and whet their appetite.
We've done a good job of distributing these brochures at libraries and a lot of public places in the area. So you may very well just pick it up at a coffee shop. They're available throughout communities in central PA if you did not receive it in the mail. You can call the campus box office at 570-577-1000 and request a season brochure. Or you can look online to get the listings for the rest of the season. That's www.bucknell.edu/Y Center. There's a Facebook page. So there are lots of ways to get information on our upcoming season.
Catherine Magwett, the Executive Director of the Wise Center for the Performing Arts, speaking about the next few months at the Wise Center for the Performing Arts at Bucknell. There is so much going on at the Wise Center that we could only cover in that one interview up to late November. So Catherine will be coming back in late November to give us updates on the winter and spring performances at the Wise Center. If you would like to find out about the entire season, then you can pick up one of their wonderful booklets available throughout the central Pennsylvania area, or give them a call at 570-577-1000, or follow them on Facebook, or go online to bucknell.edu/Wise Center. Thank you very much to Catherine Magwett.
And thanks to you, WVIA's Fiona Powell. Soweto Gospel Choir on November 30th, and so much more. For more information online, bucknell.edu/Wise Center, and Wise is spelled W-E-I-S, bucknell.edu/Wise Center. You're tuned to Art Scene on WVIA.